I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Now, on to the Dragons. It's been bandied around a lot lately. The Moneyball side. So we've got second row. Average experience 76, average age 26. Prop heavy. Holy shit. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 props. Average age is 27. Average experience is 110. I like that. Man, knowing Hook, this is such a Hook side.
Like, it's got Hook written all over.
Like, he's such a forward pack dominant, like, orientated side. Hooker, got Sullivan in there, but, you know, I personally don't think that they should be putting him in hooker. But in saying that, if it gets him playing first grade, he gets him playing first grade. Average age is 26. Average experience, 148. Lock, only one specialist lock, Jack DeBellin. One good specialist locked at that.
If you're going to have one.
Yeah, it's that guy. I mean, you know, everything that happened was quite terrible, but, you know, he was Origin. He was Origin, and now, you know, he played some decent footy this year. Decent footy. He's 30 years old. Average experience is 165 games. Fullback, Moses Mbai, Tyrell Sloan. I think that you would definitely see Sloan in the fullback position. Average age 24. Tyrell Sloan is 19. Wing, only two wingers. Fuck. So they're fullback and wing light, but they've got a million centers. Their wing, they've got two wingers, Ramsey and Ravalawa. Average age is 23, average experience 36. Center, six centers, average age 23, average experience 54. It's funny because when Hook took over the Broncos, he started making me play center. So he must love his centers, man, because, like, literally I'm not a center. Halves, they have their average experience is 95, average age is 23. What are your thoughts on the Dragons?
Well, it's going to be one hell of a team playing in reserve grade, isn't it, with that depth? Fuck me. Look at that list of props. The gap between the best one and the worst one, I don't know who's the best, I don't know who's the worst. They are just all solid.
Yeah,
100%. All solid. Totally. You could lose three front rowers, and I'm not sure how much changes, realistically. Mm. Burge is obviously the standout name there with Moose getting... Jeez, I thought Moose would have been older than 31. Is that right?
Yeah, he's 31.
Yeah, George Burge is... there's obviously some concerns about injuries and stuff he has, but, I mean, after seeing what Tom did this year, last 2 years, that could be absolutely anything for George. So I hope that he really hits the ground running. I mean, mate, you look at all those forwards. There's a heap there. And then you got to consider, I'm pretty sure Jack Bird's going to play in the forwards this year too. So
I think he's a 13, Jack Bird.
You know what? I have said since the day I saw Jack Bird when he was 16, he's a lock.
Yeah.
But I think DeBellin is too good and too important to this side to move, true. Which sucks. It's awful. Yeah. Like, I don't know where you play Bird.
Probably on an edge, maybe. Yeah. Big enough for an edge with some of those big boys. There's some fucking big edges getting around.
Yeah, but you got some damn good edge. I mean, Tariq Sims has to be one of them, even though apparently they don't want him, which blows me away. You'd have to think Jaden Sewell's going to get a gig on one of those edges. Yeah, Fulimano, yeah. He'll be there and thereabouts. And that's if they don't play Josh Kerr in the second row like they did last year in bits and pieces. So
I Kerr's a front rower for me. Out and out front rower. Yeah, it's such a hook side, man. This forward, the amount of fucking forwards he's got.
Especially when you consider you've got all these guys to pick from, and the 13 jersey for me is out of the question because DeBellin is locked in there.
DeBellin's such a quality 13. Such a quality 13. Yeah, man, it's a... it's going to be interesting. I think the Dragons side is probably the most up in the air of who's going to get what spot. You know, like, especially in the forward pack. Mm. Like, who do you start? You know, Josh Maguire wasn't starting last year. He kind of edged to the bench.
Well, Maguire, I believe, which won't shock you, I think he's suspended for the first 6 weeks.
Fuck.
Shocker. Love Moose, though. Huge fan. I would start with Laurie and I think Burgess.
Yep.
Oh, you got Woodsy, though.
I'd start with Woods for sure. Yeah. I'd start with Woods for sure.
Probably. Tell you who else has got potential? This Francis Molo.
Yeah, 100% for sure.
And the unknown on this one is Jaden Hunt.
Yep.
Now, in Reggie's over the last few years, he's been about a 65-minute front rower, and he just goes berserk. Workload is insane. So there really is a lot of depth in the pack there.
The only concern I have is like, who's their wow player, you know? Yeah. Like, who's their fuck me? I mean, Sua can be it on the edge if he continues to develop.
Well, for me, it's Sims, but they don't seem to want him.
I mean, what's surprising about the Sims is, like, how early they said, you will not be re-signed, almost as if to put pressure on him to leave now.
When you consider the amount of guys they're signing and he's the one guy they don't want.
You know, fuck, it's just surprising. Maybe he's on just such a big wicket, they're trying to free up cap space. Because, I mean, their recruitment was truly about value. Like, that was what they're looking for, experience and value. It's such a hook side, such a hook side. Dragons are interesting. They were so close. I don't mind what they've done, because when you recruit like this and you look at this forward pack, the positive is, if you've got no superstars, it's very easy to mould a forward pack then and be like, this is who we are. Everyone get on board. No egos. Everything in check. And Hook's really good at doing that. And so the positive is, I think they could be a real handful for a lot of teams that are thinking they're going down playing, you know, a bottom four side and getting surprised of how gritty, almost like a Sharks of yesteryear, you know, where it's just a fucking shit fight.
Yeah.
Not Premiership Shark, you know, yesteryear Sharks.
But, like, I come back to it again. I tipped them to finish bottom two last year.
I thought Wooden Spoon.
After that Charity Shield game where Latrell played touch footy with them and just took the piss out of them for an hour and a half, I thought they would be right at the bottom. If the barbecue didn't happen,
yeah,
I think they can potentially finish seventh or eighth, which still last year isn't overly impressive, but they're a finals team all of a sudden.
Yep. Have a look at these fucking centres, bro. Zach Lomax, Moses Suli.
Mate, the forward pack is well, you know, they're fine. The centre's a gun. I think it just comes down to Ben Hunt playing 25 games.
Ben Hunt and a six that delivers week in, week out. You know, like, for example, Amone is really, really good. But the test now will be, can he play structured footy and deliver week in, week out? Because Ben Hunt can only do so much to deliver the ball to Lomax, to Suli. But fuck, I mean, Matt and Max Fagai, they're guns, they're young guns. Tata Moga on his day is a really good centre. It's interesting.
There's a heap of teams I'd rather play than the Dragons.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I think the Fagai twins will probably play on the wing. I think, the wing, they're a little bit light on the wing.
Do you have Suli as a centre?
For sure,
yeah,
sure.
So Suli and Lomax, and then the FIA guys. Where are the wingers?
Just the page before.
Page before.
It's only Ravalawa and Ramsey. You know, Ravalawa has so much potential, man. He's a big body, good ball runner.
Such rocks and diamonds, though.
Yeah,
he's got so much potential, yeah. I agree.
So where do you put Moses Mbai on this side?
I don't, to be honest with you. I think Moses is a great player. He's going to be a great guy to have in your squad. But I need to get those three young guys into this side. I can't leave McCulloch out of it. I agree with you. What's his name? He's not a hooker. I'm blanking.
Sullivan.
But yeah. got to have him in this team. Because if I don't, he's going to be playing for Redcliffe next year.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough, tough, yeah. Because he's NRL quality, and you need to get him in there eventually.
Yeah. No but team is worse for having him by. Every team is better to have him by in their squad.
I just think Moses will, you know, as a 14, at a club that's not in turmoil, he's got a bit of confidence behind him. He, you know, I think he could bring quite a lot off the bench for the Dragons. I just think he could bring a lot of...
Mm.
When they're so young around that spine, like they've got Ben Hunt and it's McCulloch,
yep.
But at six young, fullback young, I just think that, you know, I even think that there may be a tiny chance that he could land a six role. A tiny chance. I would start a moan, but who knows? Like, Hook loves experience, like loves it. So you could even go Amone 14, Moses 6.
You could, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does do it too, but I think you've got to get these young guys playing footy or you're going to lose them.
For sure. And also, like you're not going to win a premiership this year. You know, I mean, if they do, it'll be one of the great, great stories. So why not begin that preparation for when you can, which is Amone.
Fuck, I thought Mbai was older than 28, to be fair.
That's what I think Mbai's got a lot to offer, man. I just think that he at the Tigers, Madge was so not a fan of him, which is weird because he ended up being captain.
He's captain.
But then
he was there for 3 years and he was their captain. He didn't know what position he was.
Yeah, and then they pushed it like they wanted him gone.
Yeah.
And I just think the environment that he was there, who did play well in that environment?
Yeah.
Other than Adam Dewey last year. I just think for a guy that was already established, Moses Mbai coming into that, he didn't even get a long-term shot at a position, you know? I think coming to the Dragons, Hook's going to back him. He's 28, man, 28. Plenty of footy left in him.
If you were to build a football team around Moses Mbai in just a vacuum, what position do you think is his best position?
Probably a six. I think he's a six. I really do. I think he's a six. He's a good ball runner. Solid defence, good ball player, definitely a good enough ball player.
Mm.
I think he's a six. I don't think he's the dominant half. I think you need Benny Hunt as the dominant half. I think he might pair quite well with Brucey and just give Ben Hunt that little bit of space he needs to breathe so it's not as much pressure on him. Whereas, like, you put a moan in there, it's all on Ben Hunt. And don't get me wrong, Ben Hunt stepped up to the plate. He had one of his best years. I'm undecided. It depends what you're going for. Are you going for results now? Maybe you do put Amone at 14 and then just say to Mbai, you've got the first five games. If Amone comes on and kills it, it's his spot. Or if Sullivan's killing reserve grade, it's his spot. Or you put Moses Mbai on the bench and you say to Amone or Sullivan, you've got five games to see how you go. If you're struggling, we're going to put Mbai in there. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, I've got no idea what the answer is, it's tough. To be honest with you.
How do you think Sua's going to go?
Yeah, I like Sua. I find it weird how Wayne Bennett fluctuated with him so much.
Yeah.
One minute he was calling him Tony Carroll, the next minute he wouldn't pick him in his 25-man squad.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a red flag for me, but we've seen him handle himself in the Origin arena. We've seen him, you know, he can be that don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Second rower that you need, but yeah, I don't know. Does he start?
I think he starts. I think he's on a decent wicket there. I think he's probably their biggest signing, really. I think he starts.
I wonder if they get to a point where it is... Like, I think there will be a decision where it has to be, do we start Sua or Jack Bird?
Yeah, fuck.
That's so, I'm not sure if he does. I think he's in the 17 for
sure.
Could
you play Bird at six?
I was just about to say that, then I thought it just complicates it too much.
Yeah. Fuck, it's tough, man. Bird's like such a curse of being such a good all-rounder.
Yeah, it's the same as Mbai. And I have people say you hate Mbai. I don't. I like Mbai, but he is really good at a heap of things, which is great.
Yeah.
But for me, he's not fantastic at a single thing, which isn't a versatility. See, I just think
that he was a victim of the Tiger situation. Before he went to the, you know, he's going okay, but yeah, it's tough. I'm not sure.
Man, he was like it at Canterbury too. He was a halfback, he was a hooker, he was a fullback. What's the...
Yeah.
Versatility is such a curse.
Yeah, it really is. Look at Connor Watson, for example. Now, on to the Rabbitohs. Average age is 26 in the second row. Experience 77. Average experience in the props is 91. Average age is 26. Hooker, average age 26. Average experience 85. Lock average age is 25. Average experience is 82. Fullback average age is 21. Far out. Latrell's only 24.
It's fucked up.
Fucking hell. Average experience is 45. Wing, average age is 26. Average experience is 120. Center, average age is 23. Average experience is 26. Halves, average age is 24. Average experience is 50. Really interesting year. This is my biggest swing side. Biggest swing side. In the sense of, like, you know, they could challenge for a premiership again.
Mm.
But also it could start snowballing. You know, they start the season poorly. Dimitri's under pressure. The media is just lapping it up. Oh, my God. The Wayne Bennett factor, Adam Reynolds factor. I think that they'll finish top six. But I do believe that there is a world we live in where things start getting out of hand.
I also think they could get out of hand and they could finish eighth, though.
That's what I mean. For example, Cody Walker gets injured.
Yeah, then you're in some serious Barney. Very interesting side. I still think there's an argument that Adam Reynolds was still the most underrated player in the comp last year.
Yeah.
For what he did week to week.
Yeah.
And all the applauds, Cody Walker. Cody's a freak. He's a gun, no doubt.
I thought it was Adam Reynolds' best season. He got injured at the end in the finals, but before that, I thought he was his best season.
Yeah, but what he does doesn't show up on stat sheet. Yeah,
for sure.
I still think Wayne's a bigger loss, though.
It's a big loss, man. Big loss. I'm so interested to see how they go. It could be sweet. You know what I mean? It could really. Who knows? The young fella coming in could really inject energy that maybe they didn't have there. I'm not sure. Any side with Latrell Mitchell in it is a fucking scary side. Any side with a 23-year-old Cameron Murray, already played 100 NRL games.
And I think over the last few years, we've also been because the Roosters and the Storm are in so many grand finals and Penrith, like, there's a lot of teams before that have made grand finals and then just gone...
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, shit the bed.
Well, look at Raiders.
Look at the Raiders. There's been a heap of sides that have done it.
Warriors
in
2011.
Yep, that are just... They're on the radar and then they're gone. And it's the same guys, same troops. You lose a halfback.
Yeah, I think they'll go okay, but I truly do believe there is a chance. For example, what if Tom Burgess goes down? These are props. Tom Burgess, Knight, Totola, Nichols and Maoli.
We'll say he's young, but that Davey Moale, keep an eye on him.
Yep.
He's a very talented footballer. There's also another one, and someone was talking to me about him the other day. Matty, I'm not sure if you know the fullback. Terrell, is it? Apology for pronouncing it. Kalo.
18 years old.
I was told the other day there's a chance that he could grab a starting spot. He's that good, apparently.
In what position? Wing or something?
Wing or centre, yeah.
Wow.
They've obviously got a spot to fill with Gagai leaving.
Yeah. Gagai's another huge loss that we don't talk about.
Massive loss.
The amount of times that he would just, like, bring them back together with a hard, tough run out of his own in is absolutely outrageous. He would get points. You know, you got to remember, Tank Gagai's been the tippity top centre for, 10 years now? Yeah, I don't know where my head's at with the Rabbitohs because it's such an unknown. I love, like, their back row is fucking fantastic. Selle, Arrow, Murray.
Isn't Harm Selle underrated?
Yeah, fucking oath. Koloma Tangi, Cheekam, Host. Their back row is really fucking good.
Oh, I think Cheekam's. I think he's been underutilized his entire. Every time he came in for the Tigers, he killed it.
I know, it's weird.
He's won a couple of games off the top of his head as a second rower.
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't know what to say. They're probably a little bit light in the front row. If Tom Burgess goes down, like, it's almost nearly as bad as if Cody Walker goes down.
You know what? It's all right.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To be light in the front row when Wayne Bennett's your coach.
Yeah.
Without Wayne, it's a bit of a worry.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think still top six.
Yep.
Top six. But they've got a great roster still. They've got a great roster.
And they've got enough stars in key positions for sure. to be able to handle themselves.
Yeah, that Cam Murray Walker Cook combo is so fucking deadly.
Yeah.
So deadly. The back row is really strong. Just a front row. I wonder who they got. If I was recruiting, I'd probably be recruiting in that front row there. I just think that they need maybe one or two more big boppers.
If this Mwale kicks on this year,
yeah.
it'll solve a lot of problems.
Okay.
Whether he does or not, I don't know.
Is he a big boy?
Yeah, he's a very, I don't want to say Payne Haas mold, but he's that sort of.
So he's that big?
Yeah, he's okay. big, tackle break.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a big bit of gear. Okay. He's young, like he's 18, as you can see.
Yep. He's already played two games. Wow.
Yeah, well, he was. Yeah, he debuted in that game that they had this year where it got delayed 24 hours or whatever. But he's a local guy. He was a Coogee Wombat. Very talented.
It's going to be interesting. I think Havili was a good pickup for him. Good backup. He can play 14.
Yep.
I think he will probably jag that 14 role, him or Cheekam, but probably Havili because he can play in the forwards.
Is Cook still an 80-minute nine for you?
Yeah, yep. I think so. Until he proves otherwise, I think he's earned that.
This Mamazelos, very talented too. Yep.
Isn't he? Hooker. Which is the guy that is is tipped to get that seven role?
Lachlan Ilias.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. I think when they're full strength and Latrell's back, I think Taff's going to be 14.
Oh, you reckon Taff will get 14 over Havili?
You got to have him in the team somewhere, don't you?
See, I would probably go with Havili at 14.
So you're leaving Taff out, or you're playing him?
Yeah, I'm probably leaving him out, letting him develop. Yeah, right. Continue to develop in reserve grade. How old is Taff? 22. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
I probably put Taff in reserve grade, play him at 6 or 7. We know he can play fullback, and that way it kind of covers you if they're really light in the halves.
Yep.
So I don't know. I just want him as much game time as possible playing in the halves in New South Wales Cup.
The other one that'll be a smoky for round one is this Isaiah Tass. He's apparently very impressive.
Oh yeah, he's at the Broncos.
Keep hearing,
I think.
Things, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting that he's 22 and he hasn't debuted yet though.
Yeah.
Campbell Graham is so underrated. He's played 90 NRL games. 22. Campbell Graham is fucking so underrated.
Criminally underrated.
It's going to be interesting. I personally would be. I understand like Taff. If you were just looking at talent, I put him at 14. But if you're looking at like squad and what you may need or may not need, I think he actually gets more value playing 80 minutes in the halves in New South Wales Cup. Whereas like playing 20 minutes here or there, coming off the bench in hooker or whatever, that's not leading a team around. That's not. Whereas let's say Lachlan Ilias doesn't kick on, they've literally got no one else to come in and fill that role.
I will say this though, last year they did at times need a bit of Benji Spark at 14 to come on lift them. So I personally would go with Taff. I think you bring that little X factor off the bench. I like Havili, as you said, but I just think if you're going to play Cook for 80 minutes and I'm going to pick a second row on the bench, I'd probably rather have Cheekam than a Havili.
Okay.
But
now,
I just thought Taff was so good last season.
Yeah, he was good.
So impressive.
Absolutely. Especially with the pressure he was under.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.